Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's Sunday, which means it's time for FanDuel Game Day. Here's Jeremy Kahn and Chris Mack on the BetQL Network.
All right, let's table the Sunday night game. We'll hold that off for just after the top of the hour. And let's, because this next game dives right into where I want to go with our favorite first installment of it, Dog Day Afternoon.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Real simple. We're going to give you some of our favorite dogs. And one of my favorites is the next 425 game we were scheduled to talk about, Jeremy. It's the Brownies going into Kansas City and getting 5.5 now. That's down from 6.5 earlier in the week. But, I think the Browns are probably not going to fly off the charts, surprise everybody, go 13-4 kind of year. I don't think they fall off. I think they're going to be just as they were last year. And the defense has improved incrementally. They get Odell Beckham Jr. back, whether you think that's a good thing or not. So I think ultimately KC gets the win at Arrowhead today. But I think it's going to be a tight game. And give me Cleveland to cover.
I agree. I like that pick. I think that's exactly how that game's going to play out. One of mine and my favorite play on the day, we were just talking about, it's the Giants at home. I love them plus the points against Denver. I got a lot of questions about this Denver team. I think they're going to be solid, not spectacular this year. Could they sneak into the playoffs? Sure. Their defense is going to be really good. But again, Teddy Bridgewater coming in, I don't know how many plays he's going to make in the passing game to better this team and give them a chance to win the game. I know their defense is going to show up. You mentioned lowest total on the board, but I just think the Giants have way too many weapons. And, again, don't turn the ball over, Daniel Jones. Don't make me look like an idiot. But if he holds onto the ball, I think they win this game outright.
I mean, when in doubt, turn around and hand it off to Saquon now that he's healthy again. I mean, I don't think you can go wrong there. The other doggy I like today, we talked about it earlier, in Atlanta. I just don't feel good about the direction the Falcons are headed in. Losing Julio Jones, obviously, is a big shot to the system. And I think, as much as people in Philly hate on Jalen Hurts and are never comfortable with their quarterback position, that fan base, that city, is in for some disappointment this year. Because I do think they're closer to rebuilding than starting to take off, but this is not one of those positions. Philly getting points on the road against the Falcons, I do think if they just take it easy, let Jalen Hurts work a little bit, I think they get away with this one, and I'm going with Philly, maybe against my better judgment in some cases, to cover that 3 in Atlanta, if not win outright.
I like I like a lot of points there too. So, but my other dog that I'm going to, and I know you're going to be on the opposite side of this, it's the vomit play. It's the Lions plus 8.5.
And I'm choking.
Yeah, it, you know, look, the point spread's there to try to make this game even. It's moved a little bit as the public and a lot of people are betting on the San Francisco 49ers. So the better team. But for 1 week, the opening week, the Lions do not know they're the Lions. I think they come out and play inspired football today. And I think this is a situation where, like, I'm not calling the outright upset winner. I would not be shocked if they won the game. And I know I'm in the vast minority with that. But I like the Lions plus the 8.5.
That is that you're testing my gag reflex with that
See?
One. Oh man, that is tough. So there you go. There is our dog day afternoon. I've got the Eagles going in, getting 3 points at the Falcons, and the Browns getting 5.5 in Arrowhead. Jeremy's got the Giants getting 3 at home. Home doggies against the Broncos and the Lions, big home dogs as well, getting 8.5 with the Niners coming in to Ford Field. Our first edition of Dog Day Afternoon. We're going to go over that 8:20 p.m. Eastern game, the Sunday night football game, the primetime matchup between the Rams and the Chicago Bears come in, Jeremy. And I again, if we simplify it, we oversimplify it sometimes. But in this case, I think it's all about Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace trying to hold the quarterback dogs at bay. They know they're going to have to go to Justin Fields at some point this year, but they want to pretend like they believe in Andy Dalton. Meanwhile, Matt Stafford finally gets to a place where there are weapons around him, a system that works for him, and he gets his big Hollywood debut tonight.
Yeah, I think Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp are going to kill it tonight. The only question we have, at least I have about the Rams, is the running game. But love this matchup. I think there's going to be a ton of points scored tonight, and I think primarily by the Rams. So maybe we do get to see Fields tonight if Dalton's not playing well. But I'm really excited to watch Matt Stafford in this offense.
Let's go hunting. Yes.
Prop Hunters.
All right. This is where Jeremy and I, we go looking for some big game. Yeah, we're going to put some trophies on the wall. We're going to mount those big heads back there in our game rooms after this edition of Prop Hunters, and hopefully after every edition of Prop Hunters. But let me get started, if you don't mind. My first one, Jeremy, is more of a season-long prop, and I saw that it's one of the biggest handles, according to our friends at FanDuel, when you look at season-long team props, season win totals. It is the third biggest selection overall inside FanDuel Sportsbook on season win totals. It's the Detroit Lions 5. That is the biggest action. And surprisingly, 61% of the action on the Detroit Lions win total is over that 5, which, again, I told you, I'm fading the Lions all year. I look at their schedule. I can barely see 4 wins, let alone 5, even in the best of circumstances. So that's my first hunt, my first prop I'm hunting today. It's that season-long win total of the Lions, and I take under 5.
Yeah, the one I'm looking at is Alvin Kamara with the Saints. I brought it up earlier that, you know, going up against the Packers last year, I think he had like 12 receptions against him. No Michael Thomas. You got Jair Alexander on the outside who'll probably be matched up with Callaway. I just think they dink and dunk the ball to him underneath. They'll split him out wide, get him matched up on a linebacker. He's going to be the focal point of that offense, not just running it, but throwing it. So I love Alvin Kamara over 46.5 receiving yards. I take him over his reception prop as well, but I like the yards more because I think he has a chance to break one of those.
Yeah, some of these props are going to feed into some of your daily fantasy plays, which we'll get into later in the hour here on FanDuel Game Day. But this, for me, is another season-long prop that, again, I noticed on FanDuel and has a ton of action on it right now. It's the top selection by handle, anyway, at FanDuel for total rushing touchdowns. And Najee Harris right now set at 7.5, which I know I'm a Steelers guy, so I get the reticence over their offensive line and whether it'll gel and how it'll come together. But Najee Harris, over 99% of the handle right now on his season-long TD total is over that 7.5. And I'm with everybody else, Jeremy. I think he's going to be key to this offense actually putting points up on the board when they get an opportunity to this year.
My next two prop bets, Jamar Chase. I'm going rookies here. Jamar Chase over 49.5 receiving yards. I've already told you how much I love this guy. I feel like that the rookies come in, they're undervalued week one and not knowing what they're going to do. I think he's in a perfect situation where they could be throwing the ball quite a bit, like him over 49.5 receiving yards.
Okay. And then you're big on Kyle Pitts as well, right?
Kyle Pitts is my other one, over 50 receiving yards. Now, you got to go to the alternative prop bet on FanDuel. You click on his name. And if you want to get weird, you can get him over 60 or 70 yards plus the money. But I think the safest bet is minus 108 at 50 yards. I think Kyle Pitts has a big day today.
It's time to give you our absolute units. Here we go.
It's an absolute unit.
Yeah, we all like to talk about, well, I got this many units on this play, this many units on that play. No, we've just got absolute units here on FanDuel Game Day. I'll start with my first one because I know it's one we could go back and forth on. We've got opposite opinions on this one, Jeremy. I think you could lay as many points as you want to at the feet of the Detroit Lions. I think the Niners, even a West Coast team, going into a 1 o'clock kickoff against the Lions, laying 8.5. Give me the Niners to cover it and then some.
Yeah, as I was talking about earlier, I'm on the opposite side. I like the Lions, and this is one where it's one of the most heavily bet games of the weekend. You've seen the line move already and go up to 8.5, where it was 7.5 for a good portion. But you have the easiest job here in telling everybody to bet the 49ers because the Lions suck, and I know they suck, and they know they suck. But week one, you know, I think you're going to get the most inspired play out of them that you could possibly get. And as I said, I wouldn't be – for me, it doesn't shock me to see those upsets week one where a lot of people are like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened. I think the most likely outcome here is that the 49ers come back and win this game, or they're winning the whole time, and maybe I get that backdoor cover. That's how I'm looking at this matchup, because I do think you're going to get inspired football to the Lions, but I agree with your bet earlier. I don't see them winning more than five games this year, but if you were going to ask me, I think week one is one of the best opportunities they're going to have.
It's wild. I can't wait to see how that one plays out at 1 o'clock. In the 425 window, another one of my absolute units. I can't take Aaron or bet against Aaron Rodgers against Jameis Winston, especially everything that's gone into this. I know the Saints, all these machinations, all the probabilities, extracting every possible advantage in deciding where they were going to play this game because of Rodgers' history in the state of Florida and where Packers fans may be able to fly to most easily. I don't think any of that matters. I think it's Jameis Winston against Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay's only laying 3.5. So, absolutely, I am all over the Packers.
Yeah, one for me is the Rams and Bears tonight. I love this game to go over the total. And it's one that I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm really excited to see Matt Stafford with the players that he has on that team, the weapons to throw the ball to, and in a system where it's designed to get the best out of the quarterback. No longer, here I am telling you, I'm taking the Lions. No longer does Sean McVay have to hold Jared Goff's hand and tell him where to throw the football. Right. He's got a guy out there that can just sling it all over the field. I think Allen Robinson has a nice game tonight. Even though he's going to be matched up against Jalen Ramsey, I still think that's going to be one where they're tossing the ball up to him. And I think the Chicago Bears will be trailing, and you'll get some chance for some junk points there at the end. But I like it to go over the 46.5.
Another one that we are back and forth on, the Seahawks visiting the Colts in Indy. I know it probably goes against all popular wisdom, but I got the under in this one. I just, even with the weapons at Carson Wentz's disposal, it comes down to trusting quarterbacks again. And I don't trust Carson Wentz in the same way that Frank Reich does. I just don't. This should be a game where if the Colts want to sort of ease Carson Wentz into being the man, they'll rely on their running backs. They'll rely on Taylor. They'll rely on Hines. And I don't think it lends itself to lighting up the scoreboard. Even when you talk about the weapons the Seahawks have available to Russell Wilson, I don't know if they light it up either. I know you're on the other side of it, but I'm taking the under 48.5 in Seahawks Colts.
Yeah, I like the over here. So we're obviously throughout the year we'll have some difference of opinions on it.
Yeah,
So last year, if we went off based off of last year, I know Seattle made some changes. They were decent against the run, horrendous against the pass. The Colts don't have a ton of weapons in the passing game right now as it stands. T.Y. Hilton being banged up. They've got some younger receivers that they think are going to come in, make some hay, and I think Michael Pittman's one of those guys. And for my liking, because I like the over, I hope Pete Carroll realizes that Russell Wilson's a peacock and he's got to let him fly. You know, you got to let the guy fly. Let him go out there and make some plays and stop with this nonsense of just pounding the rock over and over and over again. He's a playmaker. Let him go out and make the plays downfield. And I do. I think we see a shootout in week one. I'm more of a believer than Carson Wentz than most people.
Hey, let Russ strut around and show off his feathers a little bit. One more, and we are both on the same side of this total. Minnesota, Cincinnati, over 47.5. I gave my DFS picks of get any kind of Vikings bundle you can. I know you mentioned anything you can get on the Bengals side of the ball.
Yeah, I'm game stacking that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That one seems like an over, a DFS stack, and absolutely everything. We expect points in that one, I think, definitely.
Yeah, and I like the Chargers plus the 1.5. I don't typically bet on those West Coast teams coming east. I just think they're the better team, and we'll find out. We'll see what Justin Herbert looks like in year two.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that offensive line for the Chargers comes together, whether it does or not, with so many moving parts. I think four new starters. I don't know if that necessarily lends itself to Justin Herbert getting off to a great start this year, even though I expect him to have a great year nonetheless.
Yeah,
this has been fun, Jeremy.
Well, and the other one I should have mentioned is my top play of the day is the Giants. The Giants plus three against Denver. It's my favorite play today. I've loved it all week. I loved them when they were plus 1.5. I think they pull off the upset. I'd sprinkle a little bit on that money line, but, give me the Giants plus the points.
I love it. I love it. Yep. Jeremy, a Baltimore guy and a Pittsburgh guy coming together to talk football. Who would have thought?
I'm not putting French fries on my damn sandwich. I'm just telling you that. So
Just once. Just try it just once, please. Oh, man. Great stuff. He's Jeremy Kahn. I'm Chris Mack. This has been FanDuel Game Day on the BetQL Network. We'll be with you every Sunday from 8 to 10 Eastern, previewing all the games just the way we did today, hopefully giving you some insights, some fun, some wagertainment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.